Sanctify us, O Lord, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Friends in Christ, the gospel that is appointed for this day and which was just read to you and which is our text ends with the words, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." This precious passage, which most of us memorized already in our catechism classes, strikes the central theme of the gospel as it is also stated in the traditional epistle for Palm Sunday, where St. Paul speaks of him who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and assumed the form of a servant and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross, as well as in that remarkable servant poem of Isaiah 63, which is read on Good Friday. Now, in this setting of our text, the Lord emphasizes the servant role of his nature in order to stimulate his apostles and us to follow in his steps. In fact, he tells us that this is a must for those who would be his disciples. You know that those who are supposed to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be the slave of all. These words were addressed to the disciples because there was a reasoning among them which of them should be the greatest. We know well enough who it is that sows this thought in the Christian community. We see all too frequently how the spirit of the world thus creeps into the church. We observe only too often how disputes, there was a reasoning among them, can emerge and bring about discord among believers. Hence it is so necessary to confront this enemy and constantly to be on guard against this spirit. Now when Jesus said, "It shall not be so among you," he is of course addressing his followers, contrasting their fellowship to the way of the world. We are to be free under God. We must be willing to be the servant of all. And this implies respect for the freedom of our fellows. If this applies to the Christian brotherhood in general, certainly the spirit of serving needs constantly to be cultivated among the clergy or the ministerium of the church. Much could be said about how this service should be rendered. Let us simply make two points. Our being a servant after the pattern of Christ, of course, centers in the ministry of the Word of God. Armed only with this authority, the Christian must first learn to listen. Just as love of God begins with listening to him, so love of the brother or the sister begins with listening to them. Many times people are looking for an ear to listen to them. They often do not find it because Christians are talking when they should be listening. Sometimes ministers even think that their time is so valuable that they cannot spend it in patient listening. This does not reflect the hospitality that St. Paul says is requisite of a bishop. Or at times in their evangelical zeal, Christians may preach and even use various kinds of gimmickry to persuade or even to seek to force acceptance of the word. Again, not having listened enough to know where the brother stands. The speaking of the word is beset with peril. If it is not accompanied by worthy listening, how can it be the right word for that person? Rightly dividing the word of truth requires that we understand the people to whom we minister the word. Conversely, of course, There is a time when we are obliged to speak and not be silent in dealing with a brother or sister. Second point to be made is that a genuine concern and a spirit of helpfulness must always be manifest in ministering the word. No service should be too menial for the believer. Jesus says, who would be greatest among you should be your slave. This is essential if our ministering the gospel is to be convincing. And so one could go on with many aspects of this spirit of helpfulness. But to sum up, the only authority in the church is ultimately determined by the faithfulness with which each Christian in his respective calling serves Jesus Christ, never by any extraordinary talent or any prestige that he may possess. This would be one who worships at the foot of the cross of the Son of Man, who came not to be served, but to serve. As we stand there looking on him whom we have pierced, all pride and vainglory must drain from us. The question, who is greatest or who can lord it over another, dissolves. Then all insidious comparisons disappear, for none can even say of his neighbor that he is a greater sinner. But each one who has a part in that Christ who gave his life a ransom for all will simply acknowledge that the apostle with the apostle that he is the foremost of sinners. This thus, in true humility, God will give us the grace to share with our brothers and sisters the glorious redemption that is ours in our crucified and risen Savior. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.